Yippee! Yippee! Yippee!
Listen, let the title of this thing. Don't title again. I'm Daddy Lonely, the Eledumare.
Is it rolling, Bob?
Check, check, check. Ooh. I'm in Victory Square, I think it's called, in Vancouver. It's always been kind of a very, very seedy little park with a lot of very unusual-looking people, who many of whom probably are homeless. It's a mix today. It's a Saturday afternoon. Ooh, it's just probably after 5. I wasn't going to talk to you. I'm going to say that right now. I wasn't going to talk to you. It's very, very petty, very silly. But just thought, no, I talked to you on the trip here, but now I'm in Vancouver. I'm with my friends. And doesn't mean you can't be friends, but it's a different part of me. And I've been celebrating it, and I've been celebrating the fact that I haven't wanted a podcast. I haven't needed to. I've just been enjoying spending this time with my past, with friends from the past, with my history in Vancouver. It's quite wonderful. And my son on top of that, who now has his own history in Vancouver. God, I smell weed. I had a little gummy bear myself earlier on, and I think that teed me up nicely for the day. Not very strong, 10%, like the ones in Colorado. In fact, I'm probably on my way there now to buy some more, but of at least 20%. I bought some 50%ers. I was advised to maybe take half. So we'll see. Yeah, Vancouver. I love it. It's wonderful to come to a city like this, like Montreal, like Ottawa, like Toronto, and know the city. Yeah, this is my home. It's, you know, I've got roots here, and it's fun. It's fun reaching back. It's fun sharing stories with friends. But today's unique, and this is why I am able to talk to you. I came out on my own. I've been staying on the North Shore with my dear, dear friends, Debbie and Brent. I'll use those names. And boy, do they treat me well. I've got my own room. I get coffee poured and served to me every morning, breakfast, lunch, suppers. Deb loves to cook, but, I mean, goes out of her way to make fabulous meals. And anyway, it's just been very, very nice. I've stayed with Bruce. I've stayed with my son. It's all been wonderful. It's all been great. My time in Vancouver has been so, so enjoyable. But today, I said I'm going to do something different. And that's why I'm able to talk to you. I did my laundry, cleaned out the road trek, because next week I'm heading over to Vancouver Island, and you probably won't hear from me from there because I'll be with Barnacle Bill. And I don't think he'll want to hear me podcasting, and I don't know that I will want to. I'll also be with Adam Greatrix, if all goes well. We arranged that today. We're going to be at Pacific Rim National Park. So, yeah, things are happening. Things are moving on. It's been a great, great, great time being here. God damn, that sounds awful, doesn't it? What a stupid thing to tell you. And you know, what can I say? It's just all gone, like everything else on this program, so well. Today, I don't have a plan, right? I don't have a plan. I'm just going to come downtown. I know Debbie wants to watch the tennis. Brent's going out for a bike ride. Bruce is just sort of taking care of chores and getting ready for this trip we're going to do. I figure I'll take a bus down from North Shore. You take a bus down Mountain Highway to Phibbs Exchange. You get on the 210 or the 211. And it drops you off on West Pender somewhere. And when you're on West Bender, you know your way to Hastings. You know your way around this part, the east part of Vancouver, towards Chinatown. And you love it because you got roots here. You got history here. Like right now, I'm looking up. It's hidden by trees, but I'm looking up. Oh, my God. Two of my favorite buildings. This is my favorite, the one that's just orange that I take pictures of and I post. And then I can see, God damn, they've redone this old hotel. I did not realize. Oh, my God. I've never sat in this particular spot and looked up at a hotel that used to be old and run down and has now been gentrified, you know, wow, to the nth. And it looks fabulous. Oh, that is amazing. I'm also looking up, if I just turn to the right a little bit, the big W for the Woodward sign, which is a landmark here. High-rises that were never there before. God damn, I'm happy to be here. Fuck you. No, I didn't mean fuck you. I'm sorry. What did I mean? I guess I have the feeling, I don't think you understand. I don't think you could understand what Vancouver means to me. And here I am, scolding my listeners. What kind of an asshole does that? What kind of an asshole scolds his listeners? Well, sorry, over here. Yeah, I'm the asshole. I'm not scolding you. I'm I guess I'm just very inadequate at explaining this part of my life. I talked about it with Brent this morning over breakfast. Debbie made French toast with almonds. Oh, my God. And bacon and hash browns. Oh, my God. And I'm served this on their deck with a cat on my lap. God damn, you know, how much luckier can a man be? Anyway, I said I used to regret those days in Vancouver. I used to talk about what wasted years. And now that I talk with Barnacle Bill and with Deb and with Gord and Gord and Glenn and others, and we talk about those old days and what we did and the parties we went to and the craziness and our guardian angels that saved us from, you know, nightmare scenarios. I'm glad to have had those days. I celebrate them now. Because, wow, that kind of freedom. It doesn't come for free. Or it came for free and we took it. Or, you know, however you want to spin that. Yeah, it's just good to be back here. And so, anyway, I got off the bus. No set plan. I knew where I was going to go. Yesterday, or 3 days ago, whenever, I was in the Malone's, which I swear is a bar I found last time I was here for my birthday with Harold. Found a bar, called Malone's, loved it, and then decided to have my birthday party there. Hey, drop by Malone's in the afternoon. I'll be there. That was, I don't know what. That wasn't 70th. It would have been 69, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, went back there, met Bruce and a new person. A new person who is wonderful. A real Vancouver-type person. So laid back, so chill, so much fun. Likes his weed, likes his beer, and had a blast of a night out. Starting off at Malone's, ending up at the Canby. The only table, the best table in the place, a picnic table out on the patio, out of the corner of the night of the Iron Maiden concert, and just people watching. We had four Swiss girls sit at our table. Now, come on. Three old farts, four Swiss girls sit there. A beautiful just to look at, but we talked to them. They left. Another Korean young man came over and said, "Do you mind? Can we sit at your table?" I said, "Sure." He brings over Japanese women. And I was at my peak. We had drunk, we had smoked, I was just in a very nice place. The kind of place you get to when you're visiting Vancouver, okay? My Japanese came back to me, and I did the silliest of things. I did the old yakimo. Yakimo is roasted sweet potato that only if you live in rural parts of Japan, and I saw it in Yokohama, would an old truck go by with a fire burning on the back end of it, roasting sweet potatoes. And they'd call out, it'd be a tape that everybody knew. And I did that tape. I don't know if I can do it now, but I'll try. And I did that in the middle of the bar, and this girl was floored. And this Japanese girl beside her said, what's going on? What's happening? And the girl I was beside was from rural Japan and knew exactly what that was and just was floored. I mean, that's something you pull out and say, all right, yeah, you're from Canada? Yeah. You know this? And you find something. I can't think of anything at the moment, but... Anyway, it was the funniest card to play that I was holding in my hand, and she just loved it. And it was just wonderful. It's just a wonderful time. Anyway, what am I talking about? I'm talking about a good night out. Anyway, so today I'm going to replicate that. What? Something else I had done when I was with Barnacle Bill and Toker Don was step into a shop that looked like they might be selling marijuana, but they weren't. They were originally founded by Mark Emery. He, because of his arrest and jail time in the States, his name is off the board of directors or whatever. But they said, no, we don't sell it. But if you go on the second floor, you can find something. So, of course, I went to the second floor, bought some gummy bears, and here we are today. Thank you very much. So I take a gummy bear, I get on a bus, I leave North Van, I say goodbye. I've got an open day. Barnacle Bill's at home doing stuff. I'm on my own. And that's why I'm with you today. I'm on my own. Enjoyably. So I get off the bus. I'm gonna go a little further. I'm gonna go right back to Malone's. All right, that's where we started. I'm going back to Malone's. I think, well, wait a minute now. I've been there, done that. I'm on the bus and I see when I'm looking at the map, oh, the Paper Hound, a bookstore is there. And I haven't been to the Paper Hound for years. In fact, I didn't know I had even been there until I got in. And I found the most remarkable book. If you follow me on Twitter or on what's that other one? You know, with the nice pretty pictures, you'll know what I'm talking about because I posted a picture of it. Should I buy this book? And I did. It was a wonderful little visit. And then I noticed, oh, across the street is Magnet. Now, Magnet was where I was supposed to go the very first night I arrived here. And I raised a fuss and I don't want to go out to a bar the night I arrive. But Deb and Brenda are saying, well, no, let's meet there. And I said, no, I'm tired. Or something like that. Anyway, today, I found it on my own. I had the most amazing sampling. Tasted five different beer. Every one excellent. Now, I was in a brew pub last night in North Van. Sorry if I'm going on a bit. Well, fuck you. I was in a brew pub in North Van last night. And didn't like any of them. Sampled four beer, didn't like any of them. Came into this place, sampled three in very generous glasses. Two hazy IPAs. Now, I am on to hazy IPAs, which I claim I've never seen back east. The guy beside me had talked to me in the bar. The Magnet was the name of the bar. The Magnet. The Magnet guy says, hey, those were invented back east. And I'm thinking, I guess because I didn't like IPA in the past, I never knew what hazy IPAs were, but they are good. All right, park that. Ended with a really nice stout, and then on to a couple of other things, including a, what's that word? It's a kind of sour. I mispronounced it. I was corrected. Anyway, geez, I'm sorry. I meant this to be a lot more interesting, and now even I am bored. So I'm going to do is, here's the plan. There's another bookshop, McLeod's. I was in yesterday. I got a book. I don't need another book. No, I should not go to another bookshop. There is a bar that's... Well, Barnacle Bill and his friend said, no, those you don't go there. Those are dangerous. There's sort of a line drawn back in the east here. And that just makes me want to go all the more. Because in the old days, we did go there. I'm tempted just to go to the bar, see what he's got in bottled beer, and have one beer for old time's sake at the Grand Union. So stay tuned. I may or may not let you know if I ended up in the Grand Union, but that's what the Scarborough Dude is today. Because the Scarborough Dude today is saying, I'm just going to have a fucking nice day and do whatever the fuck I want. I know how to get back to the North Shore, a couple of buses, and I'm there. And, boy, tomorrow I'll get to see... tomorrow's steak night. That sounds good. God damn, have I got a good life. Heading to, I mentioned Vancouver Island, Barnacle Bill. Got a couple of nights, Pacific Rim, and managed to connect with Adam Greatrix. And hoping very much all that works out. Adam is packing some acid, and I'm hoping I don't be foolish enough to say, ooh, I'll try some of that. Because, boys and girls, if you've been with me on this journey, you know, sometimes that doesn't work out as well as it should. Scarborough Dude, signing off of Victory Square in Vancouver East, between Hastings and West Pender. If you know Vancouver, you know exactly where I'm talking about. Shout out to Dale. I hope I get to see Dale and Uncle Tom again. Uncle Mike. But they're off on a fishing trip and heading off to games, and it might not happen. But that's okay. At least I had that absolutely wonderful meal at Dale Toppin's house and in North Van. And I'll be back. This is the Vancouver episode, brought to you especially by the Scarborough Dude. And I hope you know I care. I do care about the listeners who care about me. The rest of you, fuck you. Bye for now. Okay. You haven't heard that for a while, have we? I'm sitting in the road track, about parked here on the North Shore, where I've been staying with my dear friends, who I may have mentioned last night. I'm not sure where I left off. Talking yesterday, I said, I think in my mind, I wanted to put just one podcast together. You know, sort of a summary of my time in Vancouver. So, honestly, I have no idea what I said yesterday. I was a little high, had a few beer. I had one of those perfect days of being on my own and needing it and wanting it and enjoying it. And part of it, you know, some people go to a city and they want to see the museums and art galleries, and that's good. That's what you should do. But I go to bars, and so I go to new ones, you know, get a feel for them, engage with the bartender, wait staff, and then I'll visit the old ones. And that's what I did yesterday, and picked up my gummy bear supply and whatnot. So anyway, today it's Sunday. It's the first day of rain I've had since I've been here. It's amazing. I've just had unbelievably good weather. Good time of the year to travel. Late August, early September. But I could see, and who knows what I'm going to run into on the trip back to Toronto. But that's not for a while. Tomorrow, I head back to East Vancouver and load up Sal with firewood and food and booze for the 1 week trip we're making to Vancouver Island. I'm going with the Barnacle Bill, and I mentioned Adam Greatrix is going to join us. So I was just giving him our campsite number so he can find us, and that should be fun. So what's to say? It's so hard when I don't know what I've already talked. I mentioned, I don't know, yesterday I talked to this old man in Victory Square. Somebody, you know, a down-and-out person, but he was clean. He looked after himself. He just had hard luck and not sure where he was staying. You know, probably a hostel somewhere. But it was, I don't know, it was engaging. It's a kind of thing I like to do, and it's not something you do when you're with a friend. You don't walk up to some guy sitting on a park bench and try and get his life story from him. And so, again, that's why I enjoyed it, and especially the bar, a couple of the bars I went into are just places that, hey, whoa, you wouldn't catch me in there. And they are tough. There are people lined outside. You know, somebody just was sitting there in absolute misery on a bad trip. Like, honestly, Vancouver, you see, oh my God, these beautiful condominiums, million-dollar homes everywhere, and on the street level down Hastings and Main, you see the kind of thing you'd see in a horror movie, you know, the zombies, the walking dead, the dying, the sick, the angry. And it's very sad, and it's so hard to know, like, where do we even start? You know, do you just shovel up these people and take them to a camp, you know, and fenced in and clean them up and get them on a regular diet and get them working? Is that possible? Would our society allow that, or are people just waiting for them to die off? You know, where is the, you know, even in Toronto, you get a couple of people in the street, and the minute somebody says, hey, they should be in hostels, somebody says, hey, I have the right to camp wherever they want and have that freedom. And you got to wait out. And then you walk past another place or some person, and just the horrible smell of urine, and it thinks, hey, come on, this is not for the common good here. So it's a very hard situation. And how do you distinguish? Like, the fellow I spoke with yesterday was well-mannered and clearly educated and had work and just, I guess, fell on hard times. I think his story was, some woman he met, her boyfriend, he didn't know she was married, broke his neck, something like that. You know, there may be color added to that story, who knows. But anyway, he was a nice fellow, and money should be put to help this guy get a life back for his final years. Anyway, I guess that's, I don't know why I'm there. I've already talked about what a thrill, maybe I haven't talked about what a thrill it was visiting my son in the West End and walking down the streets I used to know so well and past the buildings where, oh, that's where Dave and Richard lived, this wonderful, the Kenilworth building on Cardero. Oh, and that's where poor Peter lived, our accountant friend who passed away. Just neglect of his own health. Can't remember. Anyway, you know, walking by these buildings and still seeing these old, you know, three-story buildings that have been there long before I arrived on the scene here. And it's nostalgic. It's interesting. There's a feeling to it. And it brings back an awful lot of memories. I had a wonderful walk with my son almost all the way around the seawall, and stopping for a beer and a snack. Walks on the North Shore seawall here from where the sea bus comes in. And so that's been healthy. I've been walking, you know, more than I have been in the past. Sorry if this is all repetition. I really am sorry, but my friends are out right now, and they're going to be home soon, and I just thought I wanted to finish off the recording. And yet, now that I have you in my hands, you the recorder, I really don't feel I have a whole lot to say. I'm looking around, Sal. Things are packed and put away because there'll be two of us. If it's raining, Barnacle Bill will be sleeping in this thing. And if it's not, we're going to have his tent here. Adam has his own tent that he pitches on top of his Jeep, so that should be all right. And I am looking forward to that. Crazy to be talking about something I will be doing, but the thing is, I probably won't be talking to you from Long Beach unless I engage with Adam in a conversation. That would upset Bruce, I know. He would be the odd man out there, and that's not the intention. So we'll see, we'll see, we'll see. Yeah, damn it. Maybe I don't need to send a podcast from Vancouver. Maybe this just is my time and there really is nothing to share. I guess I know yesterday I spoke almost in a little bit of a, you know, sounded like anger of you can't understand. Yeah. I do I guess the only thing I will share is that, you know, my friends just going up and down the stairs here, I mean, they can hear me. The whole house thumps it's the only way I can go up and down stairs is a solid bump with my foot. And my friend Judy, who I do the Kamajo tours with, our guide, from her own travel agency, is very concerned about my health. It's as if she knows more than I do that I've got to get back and see a specialist, because there was a little bit of a hint of a feeling that, you know, a year from now, maybe I couldn't do what I'm doing now. And that's not, you know, that's not cheery news. I have no idea, but sometimes these things get worse, not better. And that is the balance, the awkwardness walking, the out of breathness. But God, maybe that's a stupid thing to share with you too. What's the point of that? Am I looking for pity? What am I looking for from my Dixon James listeners? I ask myself that very often. Oh, yesterday. Oh, maybe I already told you. I went to the Paper Hound, I believe it was, bookshop. Another good one. Very small, just very select on what they have. I asked, well, is there a section of biographies, autobiographies? She says, no, those are filed with the subject matter. What subject? What were you looking for? No, I don't know. I was just going to browse. But I did find a gem of a book for $8, a paperback 1959 edition about the Beats and the rebels from that Beat era. And it is a classic. It's a gem. I'm so happy to have in my collection. That was worth it. God, talking now, I'm in the mood to, you know, I'd happily be sitting in any one of those downtown bars I was in yesterday. Because this character, and I guess maybe it does reconnect me with my freedom of my youth, my 20s and 30s, when I was living here. I mean, I left in 79, I guess, back east, and then went to Nigeria, and I was out here again, but I never lived here again. So it was really just the 70s. What else? What was I saying? Yeah, what is it I'm trying to share? I don't think most people ask that. I still continue to think about writing all this stuff. And now as I'm talking to people and they're bringing back memories that I've lost, it makes me think, hey, sooner rather than later, buddy, because those stories too will be gone. So anyway, all right. I guess this is not much of a recording. Sorry if I'm fading in and out. Today was bill paying day. I've had to borrow money on a line of credit to pay off my old credit cards because I'm racking up a lot of money on this trip. But I wouldn't have it any other way. Scarborough Dude, signing off on what was an odd and not necessarily pleasant clip, but tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day and for days to come, I'll be back in the saddle. Bye for now. Okay. Malicious.
started.